This episode of the Two Fit Crazies in a Microphone podcast is brought to you by TFC Productions.
Two Fit Crazy Productions, TFC Productions. That's our production company helping people with their podcasts.
Increase your brand, grow your business by creating your very own podcast. And we are here to help you every step of the way.
You do not have to do all the work. We do a lot of it for you.
This podcast is also brought to you by ContiFit.com. Get the best online training, the best in arthritis, in, let's face it together, facial fitness and rehabilitation, all sorts of functional fitness training at your fingertips. That's ContiFit.com.
Also brought to you by High Five Health and Fitness. Virtual health coaching sessions and corporate wellness programs. All the information at highfivehealthandfitness.com.
It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Yeah.
It's a nice, humid, warm day at the Jersey Shore.
It's coming, girl. I went out for my run this morning, and it was like, oh, okay, hello, summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was only 70-something degrees, but it was 90-something percent humidity. And
yeah,
it was,
you feel that air?
I did. I felt it.
It's like a little soupy out there.
It felt good, though. That, you know what? You never get in shape better when you're running outside. It's running, you know, speaking on running only. When you're training for the fall marathons, mm-hmm. like the October, November marathons, because you do a lot of training in the heat and the humidity, and once it cracks, you're fit,
mm-hmm.
right? More so than training all winter and then getting to a race that might be hot. I remember I ran a couple hot Boston marathons, and it was like, you know, you train in February in the, you know, New Jersey and or, you know, New England or wherever you mm-hmm. are, and it's cold, 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 and then you get to race day and it's warm, warm, warm. It's never a good thing.
I love it when it's warm.
Yeah.
I'll take the heat any day over the freezing, freezing cold. But
speaking of heat, Christine Conti.
Bringing it.
Yeah.
Bringing it today.
Jennifer Blackburn.
She is a hot, hot, hot instructor with the platform called Moxie. You're going to love her. First of all, she's got a great, like, overcoming obstacle story, which we just eat up all that stuff.
She tried to mention it, like, you know, nice.
Oh, it's
nice
not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
We're like, no.
It was like, stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. Tell us everything about that.
Yeah. We just.
Some adversity in her youth.
Listen,
high five to that girl.
If you don't have adversity, I don't want to know you.
That's right.
Let's be honest.
That's right.
I'm the Statue of Liberty. Bring me your broken.
Your
tired.
Masses.
You're hungry. Okay. With that said, Moxie is a platform that it's an online space. And what they do is if you are a fitness professional, you can go on there and literally soup to nuts. You hit start, have a class, hit end it, records it. So if you don't have your own website and you want to get back to teaching or you want to start, you know, an online presence or build your brand, easy. Guess what? Also, if you're someone who's like, listen, I just want to find some kick-ass instructors and classes and take them online, maybe I still want to go to the gym, but I don't want to do it all the time. Maybe it's too expensive to do everything. This is a super inexpensive way to get online classes right to your home. You can do them live. You can do them recorded, whatever you want. And I mean, the quality of classes and instructors are pretty high. So
really high. And you know, I think on Jen's platform herself within the platform, you know, there's up to 40 classes a week. You know, that you're either going to catch live or on demand. So opportunity, no more excuses.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, affordable and for the trainers, you know, they work on all the back end things, collecting payments and everything and distributing funds and making sure everybody's signed up and responsibility and liability and all those things that, you know, going into business for yourself is costly and time, you know, costly in time as well. So, good setup sounds like, and, you know, Jen gives us a great rundown, and I think that you're going to like her energy and everything that comes with it. So, you know, definitely look into Moxie, right? Moxie.xyz, right, is the, instead of .com or .org or whatever, it's .xyz. Moxie, it's M-O-X-I-E. And you'll see Jen on there. And if you like what you hear, sign up. How's that?
Do it.
All right. Two Fit Crazy in a Microphone podcast. Here we go.
Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. Brian, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
It's the Jersey Shore. It is after Memorial Day. We do not venture out of our houses that much.
I do whatever I want.
Labor Day.
Born and raised, baby.
Here it is. All right. So welcome, everybody. It is the unofficial kickoff to summer. And we are here today with the amazing Jen Blackburn, who is joining us from where, Jen?
D.C., the D.C. area. I'm in Maryland, technically, but the DMV, we call it.
Nice. Right. I'm a Terp, just to throw that out there. Lived in the area for quite a while. And some of my start was at the Sports Club LA out of the Ritz-Carlton in Georgetown. So doing a little side hustle when I was in graduate school. So I was claim to fame down there.
That's so funny. And that's where I just left off of.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, circle, full circle. Yeah.
I was always riding the elevator with like professional sports team members. I saw the Yankees there, the King of Jordan, I don't know, Britney Spears, Dave Matthews, and like the NBA basketball players. I'd be like to my husband, who I was dating at the time, I'm like, Michael, I'm in the elevator with this guy, and this is what he looks like. Who is it?
It's still like that. Same thing. Yeah, it hasn't changed. How long is it?
That was, oh my gosh, I want to say 2002 to like 2006, maybe.
Yeah. Same thing, still happening.
Are you a native? Are you from the area, or are you a transplant?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
But I've been here 20 years.
20 years. And in fitness for that long?
I have actually been in fitness since I was 16. Because I got kicked out of my house.
Oh, that's a good story.
Oh, good story. Good story. Good story. Good story.
Sitting down because it's a big story. So, yeah, my stepdad and my mom got married. I was super young. They were young. My mom had me at 17. She had no idea what she was doing. And we basically like butted heads the whole time. We're born and raised in Chicago. Then she met like this man and she's like, we're going to get married. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So crazy. So we moved to Colorado and I was there for about 2 years and I'm like, this isn't going to work for me. And they were like, fine, then get out. And I'm like, okay, I think I will. And I never went back. That was it. Yeah.
Unreal.
High, low impact aerobics. low grapevine, bringing it back. Right. And I basically did that and nannied to put myself through school and college. Yeah.
Hey, the step touch grapevine step touch combination is very important for all of us. That many of our side hustles, you know, it's better than stripping. I mean, that's what I was always told. The doing the fitness stuff was like much more ethical and moral than
taking your clothes off.
Right, where it could have gone. So. Although the money was probably better in the.
Although back then I felt like $14 an hour. I was very wealthy. I was like, wow, you're going to pay me 14 bucks an hour. So, yeah, little low impact aerobics, little high low. And that's kind of where it started.
What did you do when you left the house? Where'd you go?
I moved into like a group home. Yeah. It was like a foster group home with a bunch of other kids. And then I kind of made my way to friends' house. Like, would your parents take me in? And then I became a live-in nanny at 17 for a single mom who had three boys.
Wow. All right.
That way, yeah. Got a little hustle.
We love the overcomers.
Uh-huh.
We love it.
That's it. This is what life's about. You've got to have the struggle. You've got to be kicked down. And it's that crawling up the mountain is the best part because now, you know, we didn't even talk about what you do now and how, you know, how awesome you are right now, which is, you know, everyone who lands on this podcast is pretty freaking mm-hmm. awesome and has done some amazing things to climb up. So now you're doing fitness, you're living nanny at 17. Are you still in Colorado at this time?
I moved to Nebraska because that was totally random. Had no idea what the hell Nebraska even was. I was like, people live there. What's that mean? So it was a girl that I went to high school with and her parents were moving to Nebraska and they were like, you can live with us. And I'm like, okay, let's go. Never been to Omaha. Here I come. So continued to teach, got a job in Omaha, like bagging groceries, you know, on the side. I was still in high school and then I graduated. And then some people in school were like, you should go to this place called South Padre Island. And I was like, I think I should. And I only lasted about 3 months there. That was a little too much for me. I was like, this is too crazy. It's not my thing. So from there, I became full-time live-in nanny and moved to D.C. And then I never left. It's kind of unfortunate, though.
That's all right. No, you seem to have done okay for yourself. Yeah. So tell us about let's skip a few beats and get into what you're doing now. You know, you're now working on a platform called Moxie. Tell us all about it.
Yes. So I teach on an online platform called Moxie, which is basically home to all instructors who are entrepreneurs trying to build their business. You know, they've left clubs or boutiques or whatever they were doing pre-pandemic. And they basically needed a space to go that could provide everything else. So it's kind of like you go to teach for somebody else. They can go in, teach the class, leave and get paid and keep more of their money than what they were keeping prior to the pandemic with, you know, working in other clubs. So I kept thinking like there has to be a way I could allow other instructors to do this. And ironically, somebody sent me an ad and long story short, it was an ad about an instructor in California who wanted to find a platform and she found Moxie. So another instructor friend of mine sent me this and I was like, Moxie, who's that? Like, I've been in this business 28 years. I know everyone. Who's this person? So I did a little research and turns out the CEO is from one town over from where I live. And his parents actually used to take my cycle classes at Lifetime. And so I was like, I gotta find out who this guy is. So we kind of connected. And then, you know, at the time, I think everyone was doing Zoom, but I was virtual schooling, trying to Zoom, trying to train people at the house, doing the back end, collecting credit cards. I was like, this is a disaster. Jason provided this platform for the instructors to go where you wake up, you hit your little ring light, press on, teach, and log off. And everything else is done for you on the background. So then it basically comes down to what kind of entrepreneur skills do you do? What kind of marketing you're going to do? How many members can you bring to your platform? What kind of experience are you able to provide to them? What is the brand that you are selling within the Moxie platform? So it's pretty cool. It's basically like the house. We all come in the house. We each have our own room and each room is different. Everybody builds their own brand and Moxie deals with everything on the back end, which is amazing because I'm not an IT guru at all.
All right. Before we even get into this. So when I was speaking with, different movers and shakers in the Moxie company, it was, I thought it was very fascinating that, you know, CEO, anyone else, they're like, yeah, no, you're going to, we want Jen to be on the show to talk about Moxie. And, you know, it's very rare that, you know, the CEO or the COO is not like, no, 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 I will take the lead.
Front and center.
Right. And I thought that was really interesting because I'm like, hey, man, we're good. Whoever you feel best represents your company, let's talk about it. Let's get it out to all the people around the world. And they chose you. And that's what I want to focus on because I think it's powerful. It's fascinating. I love it. Why? Why are you like the face, the voice of Moxie? Because you are, if you didn't know this.
I think it comes down to the ability to be resilient through various things that are out of your control. And how do you kind of push yourself through that to stay true to your brand and what you want to provide to people around you? So I think they, when Jason and I started to kind of come together and they heard my story and kind of like how I got to where I am today, it was like, I really want you to help other instructors to empower them to be amazing. They need to tell their story. They need to form a brand. They need to empower others. They need to move. So I think it has more to do with that. Consistency, you know, energy. And I call him 24/7. I don't have networking. Who are the people that help me? Yeah.
So how is it? I mean, how have you been so successful on this platform? I mean, you don't have to give us all of your secrets, but give us some.
Everyone my secrets. I think it's building relationships. I think it's trusting that other people, you know, when you are in fitness, you know, like it's kind of like having a therapist or whatever. You need to be with a trainer or a registered dietitian, someone that you trust, that you believe in them and they believe in you. And so I think it's an amazing thing that there are so many instructors and trainers and RDs in the world because, you know, we've got what, 300 million people in the United States and they should all be moving. So if we're able to emotionally connect to those different people in different ways, then we can bring them all together within our little pods, our little cohorts, our new word of this, your cohort.
Your pod. Yeah. All that stuff goes along with pivoting. You pivoted and now you've got a pod. So, how does it work? You know, do you have specific people that specifically follow you? Were they all organic? Were some of them carry over from your, from places they couldn't visit you at that they normally would, brick and mortars in the area? How did they get to you?
Yeah. I think, a lot of it was old members, you know, or clients of mine who, as we move along the way and we progress and we go to other facilities, they kind of can't come with you because it might be like out of the area or you don't, you know, instruct at the right time or whatever it might be. So when the Zoom world came along and then Moxie was built, we could all come back together like full circle. I have people now, my oldest is 27 that worked out with me when he was 4. And they were like, oh my God, we're back. And I'm like, yes, we're back. We're not touching each other, but we're online. And that's pretty freaking amazing. So it's kind of like a mishmash of like reconnection. We rekindled all of those old relationships that we weren't able to sustain just because of life. So it's really cool.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. And
like Brussels and Germany and Hawaii and New York and New Jersey and like everywhere. It's awesome.
Worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide.
Worldwide. Moxie worldwide. So what's your setup like? Do you do it from home? Do you have a, you know, an area in your house? Or what are the most of the trainers, not just you, what are most of the trainers doing for themselves with as far as space?
So, you know, I have those children, those things. And they had a playroom and I was like, well, I'm actually more important than you are, and I'm letting you live in my house. So I'm going to take away your playroom. So we just bought some exercise flooring, tore up the floor, painted the walls one color. So everything looked, you know, aesthetically clean and pleasing. Got some lights, got some sound, a little mixer, a little microphone. But now, as fitness professionals, go back to back in the day, like your very first session or your very first class. And then you look at to where you are right now and you're like, I can't even believe people worked out with me. I was so awful.
Right. Right.
Even in the online world, ugh, if you could have seen a class March 18th, 2020 versus March 18th, 2021, huge growth, huge, like, just technical improvement because nobody had any idea what the heck they were doing. So I think in that 1 year, you either made it or you did not. You know, you either conformed to this new normal. And how do I become entertaining and motivating and thorough in what I'm trying to get across on a camera when I can't touch you?
We had a leg up on that as podcasters, you know, so.
Yeah. But actually it was one of the fun things is to get all the tech and to get better about it and see something like, and get the Amazon package and be like, yeah, like upgrade, you know, like we're good to go now. And you know, and people appreciate it. They, you know, they really want to see a, you know, a nice product, you know, the visual product.
A good
is
show. They yeah. want a good show, a good experience.
Yeah. They don't want like your kids running through the camera and your animals and all. They're like, I want you to focus on me and what I'm doing. And I want to see you clearly. So that became really important. How can they see me clearly? And how can I see them clearly so that I can cue them appropriately?
My favorite is that we've all become technically some sort of producers in the last year. We have, you know, whether we're great at it or not, we've all taken steps forward to lights, camera, action, and whatever that means. And I always say it's so funny. I've never realized how important your camera angle is or your windows are.
Natural sunlight.
Like the, I'm like, wow, look at, you know, oh, I don't even need makeup in this. Or where I'm like, woof, okay, all right, lights on, here we go, hat on.
Change that filter a little, I need a tan.
Right. Whoop.
Absolutely. And then even like when you upgrade from like one camera to the next and you're like, how was I teaching in that horrible pixelated camera? And like, you just like learn all these fun little tricks and you're like, wow, this looks really good for a home,
right?
You know, performance, a home performance.
DIY in, we've all done it.
Yes.
So when you, let's get back to this for a second. So I know that you put the word out on your end, like, you know, we did the whatever it is, the, you know, Thundercats like logo in the sky and everyone came rushing to your classes. So now the people, you know, came, what, you know, what's the networking opportunities like for the people that are listening right now? They're in the fitness industry. Some people have their own platforms. Some people just want to do their own Zooms. What's the advantage now that you've seen, you know, putting that out there to, you know, the masses and having them, you know, come to your class? Are other people finding you a lot easier than if it was just you?
Well, I definitely don't think like, I think the Moxie platform just, it provides like this house for me to grow my online business on. And one of the really cool things about Moxie is that now you can have teams. So I can have you teach from New Jersey. I can have Sarah teach from California. I can have Ron teach from Hawaii. And then we basically form a team. So I can provide an experience to people where they can do yoga. They can do Pilates. They could do cycling. They can do HIIT workouts because now we've got our team on Moxie. So spreading the word when you have a team makes it a little bit bigger and better to grow organically. I don't think most people are like searching online, like HIIT workout. I'm sure they're going to get like 50,000 different things. And whoever spends the most amount of money to get their name at the top or, you know, whatever the algorithm is of the day. But I do think there's a difference between, you know, the $9.99 subscription where they've got 50,000 people subscribing, but there's no connection. So with Moxie, we're connecting. You and I work out, you take a class, then I follow up, you know, via real email. It's not like an automated, like, oh, she took a class. This automated answer is going to go right to her. It's me being like, hey, I saw you in class today. You did amazing. how do you feel about the workout? How can I help you? Here's my cell phone. You know, you're not going to get that for $9.99 in a subscription app where they're like scrolling through doing the workout of the day. So this is an ability to create consistency, community, follow up. You have control. They have control. It's just not like this chaos fitness, you know, area where they've got no idea what they're doing, but the cost is lower. So it's definitely different than the app world, you know?
It just sounds like everything you would get out of a brick and mortar if it was like your community gym, except it's everywhere else. You know, you'd say, hey, go take, you know, Ron from Hawaii's class, you know, or Christine in New Jersey's class, but you're not, you know, you'd say go down the hall and, you know, and pop in on that class. You're really going to like it. You know, and then the same thing, that connection's there. They see you, they know what car you drive, you know, they know what your hours are and everything. It just sounds very much like that. And I really like the aspect of you being able to build your own network on the platform and having all those, you know, like I said, you know, it's more or less a gym, on somebody else's platform for you to work with. That's a unique approach.
Paying the rent.
There you go.
Got it. You know, they've got the liability. They've got the rent. I'm just basically there as a tenant. And yes, Moxie is taking a little bit of a cut of the business, but you would do that anywhere if you were to, you know, be, I'm going to rent this space or whatever. So I know, like, in the beginning, a lot of instructors that I connected with, they were like, oh, I'm not going to share my money. And I'm like, how the hell do you grow if you don't give up a little to get something back? All the tech aspect, how they're able to grow with this new normal. So now, you know, when we start, even Moxie, when it started back in May of last year to how it is now, oh, night and day, we've grown so much. We can add teams, we can add subscriptions, we can add outdoor workouts where they book it online and pay. So now I can do live workouts in a rented space at home. So they've got all these sort of options with all these different instructors. And then, as you know, being an instructor is a very transient job. Like, people come in and out. So maybe there's a team that you've worked with along the way in your life and you're like, oh my God, I remember Christine. She's so freaking awesome. I wonder where she is. Let me reach out to her because I know that she teaches a killer bar class. Let me bring her back. And then you just kind of like form your own little entrepreneurial world of the best of the best.
It's like a superpowers, Justice League, well, right? Yeah. Everybody's got their own superpower.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to, so then if you're having, so say you make a team,
yeah.
You know, you've got different people all over. I mean, I'm thinking that you're pretty much telling the people that come to you, hey, listen, I'm going to be Monday this time. This person's Tuesday this time. Check them out. Go to this. Are you kind of promoting each other by doing that?
Absolutely. You know, this is all very new. We just started this a couple weeks ago. So we're kind of still in the testing it out phase. But I think that, you know, I highly recommend to the people that are subscribing on the platform, like, hey, you absolutely positively need more regeneration. And maybe that time doesn't work because, like, you know, the three people that I have are on the West Coast and they're obviously not going to teach at 6 a.m. on the East Coast. So you tell them, listen, I know you can't attend this class because I know 5 p.m. on a Tuesday doesn't work for you, but I want you to commit to taking this class on demand one time this week, whenever it works for you. So then you kind of build these, you know, goals that you want your members to do during the week. And it gives them somewhere to go. They're not just going to be like, oh, you want me to find a video on YouTube? I don't know. You know, you're giving them facts.
All right. So say that. So now this is new too then. So not only can they take your live class, you're going to, you know, whether it's once a week, you're teaching 5 p.m. on Monday. Now they can't make 5 p.m. They still want to take your class. So if they say they want to take your class and log in, you've already taught it. It's already recorded. Are you now getting a kickback for that?
No. So basically what happens is the instructor builds their business online and you can do it all different kinds of ways. You can do drop-in classes, weekly, monthly, whatever. We do monthly. So let's say you pay a flat rate of $99 a month. You have all access to everyone on the team, whether you want to do it live or on demand. And then that's kind of how that works. They've got all, you know, they've got 40 classes a month that they can take live, or at any point they can take any class that was ever taught since we started on the platform.
All right. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of
value.
Yeah.
So
and then our goal is to basically create, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it. Again.
Okay.
We are going to do our first live studio. So where the instructors can teach live and then people can take it online at the same time. And it won't be big, you know, obviously, because I don't think we're ever going to go back to cramming 80 people in a room. But, you know, 20, 25 people could come in, take a class from an instructor, and at the same time we'll be live streaming, or they can do it on demand.
All right. I like it. A lot of tech involved there. I'm thinking you got a designated camera person or something along the ways, or just some posted cameras here and there. It's very interesting. What are your classes like?
I'm more of the HIIT girl.
All right.
I'm not the regeneration Pilates kind of girl. I respect it. I love it. I take it. I can't teach it.
All so, right.
A little bit of cycle, you know, a little bit of running, hiking. And that's the cool thing too. We can designate different classes for people who have different equipment in their house. Because as you know, everyone doesn't have a full gym. I mean, and in the beginning I was like, okay, if you have a wine bottle, if you have a pot,
right.
No, if you have a towel.
And now, yeah. now I'm like, grab your kettlebells. Also grab your 3, your 5s, your 12s, your rower, and your yeah. TRX mounted. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, those of us that are serious about exercise over a pandemic, we do what we need to do.
Absolutely. Like, at this point, it's been 15 months. Everyone should have equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or some sort of like backup plan.
Something. I was like, we're not doing the whole wine bottle. We're done with that. That was like the first 3 weeks. Now we're done.
Oh my goodness. So walk us through the tech now. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of platforms out there. There's a lot of, you know, like I said, there's white noise sometimes when it comes to apps and, you know, why should we be on certain things and whatnot. So again, for all the fitness instructors out there, we'll go with these, with this demographic first. I instruct classes. I want to have a platform and I'm kind of freaked out about the whole, how do I do this? Walk us through if I'm going to reach out, you know, from, okay, now I want to be a part of Moxie. What do I do?
So you're going to reach out. I don't know what the exact information is, like support@moxie.xyz maybe, but you'll have basically one of the top corporate team will walk you through the entire process. But something that was really cool in the beginning, you know, they've got all these like, I don't know what you call it, like web designers that you could basically, you know, we can build you your own website, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's all great, but you still have to do your back end. You still have to get them to put their payment in. And then if their payment doesn't work and it's declined, you have to go get the credit card. And then, you know, they're like complaining, like, I want the class at 10:15 and I want the class at 11. And there's like all this chaos involved. And maybe if you have nothing else to do all day, you can do that. But 99% of the world doesn't have that kind of time. So I did try that. I did try to build the website and it was like $7,000. And I was like, okay, this is fine, but who's going to do it all? And they're like, oh, you. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So I definitely think people that come to Moxie need to realize this is basically like they've built you everything. They maintain it all, but you are still responsible for building your brand, marketing your brand, and bringing the members in. So we don't want it to be like, oh, if you come to this website, 300 million people across the United States of America are just going to Google home workouts and come up with your picture online. You know, it definitely has to be the instructors or the trainers, because you can still train on this app too, which I do, that are really serious about committing to the fitness business. I mean, and as you know, that doesn't happen overnight. That is a very long process. You've got to kind of like, what am I selling? What does my brand look like? And maybe your brand when I was 20 definitely does not look like the brand I have now when I'm 50. So it's totally different, but staying true to that brand and being very happy that there's nothing else you need to focus on than marketing and building your brand. That's it. And then you bring it to the platform. So when instructors come to me and they're like, I really want to go on Moxie, I have to explain to them, this is basically where you're going to go. This is your house. It would be like, you know, if you're going to go to Gold's Gym and you want to become an instructor and that's where you go, that's your house. Gold's Gym is doing the back end. Gold's Gym is taking all your money and then you get a little. This is the reverse. Moxie's doing the back end. You set the prices. You get all of it and they get a little for doing the back end. So we flipped the script on how fitness people can make money, which is awesome.
And we didn't get into this business in order to do back end stuff and chase people down for credit cards and all that nonsense. My mother for years and years owned a yoga studio, and she always said, like, you know, owning a yoga studio is a very un-yogi thing to do because, you know, she's chasing down instructors, she's chasing down money, she's like, you know, and she's eventually when she sold it, she's like, now I can just go do yoga. Yes. and everything was better. So yeah, it's a good thing to have, you know, that back end stuff. It's time consuming and time is money,
you know. And they've got, you know, these cool features on Moxie where you can create a newsletter. It's a template or whatever. You pop it into your messenger and then it basically sends your newsletter or your information or your tidbit of the day to every single person who's ever taken a class. So even if you only have 80 members, but 400 people have taken your class, it's still going to trigger in their brain. Oh, Jen's still around. Oh, Christine's still around. Pasquale is still around. Whoever you have teaching on your platform gives them that gentle reminder, which is awesome.
So take us again. So now they're walking you through this process. Hey, I'm all in. I think I want to use this. When they walk you through the process, what is the process in order to get set up? You said it's, you know, so super easy. I've used this platform before. It's really easy. It really is for everyone that's listening out there. But what is this process? What is it?
Yeah, you just basically build your quote unquote homepage, your profile, your picture. You kind of set your brand up in your profile. And then you start to list out your classes and you just copy and paste that little link. You send it to everyone you know. You might market yourself on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever your thing is, Twitter. And then you invite people to your platform and it's literally that easy. You show up 15 minutes before class, you hit start, you get all your tech set up and you teach. When you're done, you hit end. And you get paid twice a month on the 15th and the 30th. I'm like, it's literally amazing.
All right.
So what have you found that you love the most about this platform?
110% the ability to start class and end class. Start, teach, do what you do. You know, when you think about being a trainer, an instructor, you know, whatever it is that you do, you spend so much time on programming. And if you're programming for 80 people, I don't think people realize that takes so much. Being a cycle instructor takes so much work. So if I can just focus on the things that I do well, which is programming, coaching, and following up, those three things are 110% my job. Everything else, not my job. This has given me the ability to focus on what is important to me and leave the fluff to somebody else, which is great because I still, and it's even better because now I get to keep, you know, 90% of what I make. How awesome is that? When before I was doing all of that stuff, coaching, programming, following up, and giving 80% of what I made to the man. So.
All right.
Take that, the man.
So, all right. Well, you said this too. You said about, you know, a lot of platforms and a lot of people say, all right, well, this is what the class costs. This is what you're getting. You said that you get to set prices. How does that work if it's not your own platform?
So basically, Moxie will take a cut. It really depends. There's two different like memberships, if you will. So you can either have Moxie take less, which is 8%, or you can have them take more. I'm all about more. Take the 12%, rock on, have fun with it, go party, do your thing. But I need all 12%. So I need more help on the back end. And I also need music. And as we know, licensing has been a big topic of discussion this year. So I use all my music through them. I don't have to worry about licensing, whatever. And it's awesome. So I guess it just depends on how you want to build your business. You know, as we know, being online, subscriptions is probably where it's at, because then people are committed. They're committed to you. They're committed to the brand. They're committed to themselves. And then you're going to create sort of this constant revenue flow. So I guess it just depends on, do you want to make this a full-time job? And I know that there's lots of instructors that still work, quote unquote, 9 to 5. Maybe they teach a class at 6 a.m. and then they teach at 6 p.m. and they've got like their 9 to 5 job. So I think it depends on how you want to build your business. Do you want to be a weekend warrior? Do you want this to be just like, you know, a couple $100 each month as passive income? Or do you want to be online full time? And then you have the problem where now people are becoming vaccinated and they're getting out and about and they're going back to gyms. And I'm like, yes, that is true. There are going to be some. And I think after the 60 or 90 days of being outside or at a gym, once everything goes back into the school year in September, people are going to realize, like, I got just as good of a workout at home in 45 or 50 minutes as I did driving to the gym for 15 minutes, getting out of my car, parking, going in, getting my stuff, finding the spot, getting back to my car, getting out of the garage, going back home. Okay, that's 2 hours. I mean, hell, if you have 2 hours, you go.
Right.
How about for yourself? You see yourself going back, or are you Moxie and virtual through and through?
Oh, no. I would, you know, that's why I think we've created this space where you can do live, outdoor, and online.
Right.
Because I do think people will go back. And I think that there is a happy medium. You know, maybe that's 70-30, you know, 70% online and 30% in person. Or maybe it's, I'm only going to go online 40% for my workout. I'm going to do 20% outdoors and 40% indoors. I think people will I think the next 90 days is going to be utter chaos. People trying to figure out what their flow is again. But I think it'll fall into place by Q4.
Oh, absolutely. I just, this whole virtual thing is not going away. There's going to be a hybrid. And yes. I love that, you know, the whole idea of taking away the commute. Think about the people that have worked from home in this last year that would be commuting almost 4 hours a day, even sometimes because of traffic and things like that. And they've said, like, oh my gosh, the quality of my life and the relationships that I've seen and the things that I can do that I didn't have time for. I think there's going to be a lot of people that if they do go back to work that, you know, maybe they will go in person a couple times. But I mean, to get in a 45-minute workout in your home where you can still feel like you got something accomplished. And I mean, you had a whole hour. All right. You took a 5-minute shower, you worked out, or 5-minute shower again, whatever it is, done. I mean,
yeah. I absolutely agree. And then, you know, all the kids are going to go back to in-person school. Before, I would be like rushing around, drop a kid off, drive 20 minutes, drop another kid off. I was like, my life is so chaotic. And then I think when the pandemic hit, I was like, I kind of dig this. Mm-hmm. I'm not spending hundreds of dollars of gas in my freaking SUV to fit my 6 kids in the back of the car. Like, you know, I don't have the luxury to drive a Prius or whatever. Thousands of miles on my car. I'm not completely stressed out trying to sit in traffic and race to get a child. And, you know, I don't miss that at all.
We said the same thing. We were like, I kind of like it. I don't like people dying. I don't like viruses. I don't like masks. I don't like any of this stuff. But this life that we're doing, I said from the beginning, I said, I feel like I'm camping and I like camping and this is good. I work out a lot. I work out at different times of the day and, you know, we're eating well because I'd go like, that one like mission to the supermarket per week and get all my stuff where I was like totally masked up and, you know, doing it for the family. And like, you know, it was like a warrior's mentality going into that supermarket, you know, a year ago. But you know, and the same thing, you know, people in this area, they commute to New York City and, you know, we always say we're about an hour from New York City, but
without traffic.
Well, you know, we're an hour, but then if you got to get to wherever you're going in New York City, you know, you're an hour and a half, you're 2 hours, sometimes 4 hours a day, you know, it's crazy.
That's 20 hours a week. That's 2 work weeks a month in your car.
It's insane.
On your butt.
That is nuts. Yeah. No, not for me. And now, mind you, I know that there's going to be a happy medium. Like, hey, I really don't like the people in my house today, so I am going to go to the gym. And you kind of find like that right balance. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, I don't want to do both. And it's so expensive. And I'm like, you're going to find your groove. You're going to figure out what's really important, what works for you. And to be honest with you, I think like when the pandemic hit, a lot of the top trainers, the top talent, got their own grooves. So I don't know what the talent and what the instructors or what the trainers are going to look like in person, because a lot of people have built their own business and I don't know if they want to go back, you know? So I think the ability to adapt to the hybrid is going to be key. We're going to see who makes it, who doesn't. And I think for group fitness instructors too, they realize that they don't have a choice. They have to figure out how to connect with people on a camera, which is much different than connecting with people face-to-face. So I definitely think we're going to see some weeding out of talent, if you will.
I think a lot of people left the fitness industry already. And yeah, what's interesting is that they may not have said that, but they have. And they may not even know that they've left, and they have, which is, I hate to say that, but it's true.
You know, one of the benefits, I guess, for us and professionals that, you know, we're not going anywhere, and there's going to be more people for us to train, you know, I think. So all the better.
All the ones that became trainers during the pandemic, they can go to the gym.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I really do believe that there is a, you know, the people that now have, you know, said, no, this is my passion, I'm doing this, and they're, you know, the cream has been rising to the top this whole time. Yeah. And I, you know, I do think a lot of people left for, you know, different professions and whatnot, but, you know, it has been a huge learning curve for the people that have wanted to learn and had been open to learning and have been open to, you know, again, I love the whole networking, the shared revenue. I would much rather say, hey, listen, let's do this together. Let's get the word out. Let's, you know, work together, because we're all going to rise together. And yeah, I've seen it in the fitness industry, and I'm sure, you know, all of us have. In the last 25 years, there's been great companies and great ideas out there, but the ones that have been like, nope, mine, and it could be in any profession. I mean, I was a teacher for 16 years, and, you know, I'd always be sharing lesson plans, or, hey, you know, there's the teachers who were great were the ones that were like, I did this awesome lesson and it worked so well and the kids loved it. Here it is. You should try this. Absolutely. It wasn't this is mine and you can't use this because it's mine. You can't step touch grapevine, like two shuffles, right, left, jack turn, because that's my choreography.
Exactly. And I noticed a lot of people who I thought were amazing that became like that during the pandemic that weren't like that prior. So it's kind of like the flip. I would call instructors that I mentored up and I was like, hey, I got this great microphone. You have to try it. It's freaking amazing. But then I would call other people and they'd be like, I'm not telling you what microphone I'm using. You're going to steal my business. What? I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. So I think we kind of see both sides. The ability to adapt, to share, to network, to still maintain that community of instructor community, you know, I think is really important too. I tried to many instructors as I could get online, like literally the week of the pandemic. I was like, I don't know. You open up a Zoom account, you do, and like, I don't know, take the shades off the lights and put all the lights in one corner. you know, I was like Googling stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I felt like the mother hen trying to get all her children to make money.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's the way, though. You know, that's the way we have to not only, you know, live in our profession, but live.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I, my full-time job in the fitness business, I had 137 instructors underneath me. So I was just panicked for their like welfare. I was like, you got to keep working. You got to pay your rent. So.
Now, where was that? Where did you have those instructors?
Equinox in DC, which bought Sports Club LA.
Right. Right. I remember that. So I mean, it's fitting, you know, cause that's just the area. That's, yeah. All the locker rooms smelled like this amazing eucalyptus when went in there. Do they still smell like that?
I do.
Oh, I know. I always felt like I didn't belong. I was like this 22-year-old, you know, walking in. I had a friend of one of my friends had worked there and brought me in, you know, on every Sunday mornings. And it's funny, it was very eye opening to go from, you know, one extreme to the other in fitness. It was great. But you keep mentioning about mentoring.
Yeah.
And that's what I want you to hit on real fast. You said, so with Moxie, you do some mentoring, like you're, you know, master mentor and trainer for them. What do you do then? How do you help people?
So I basically connect with instructors who need help, whether that be just like the basic setup of their house, like, hey, I've only got this corner. How can I make this work? And we've learned little tricks and tools, as you know, to become basically a better producer in your house when it's just yourself. So, and how to do it inexpensively, because obviously everyone's not going to buy a $2,000 MacBook and $1,700 camera. And, you know, that's just not realistic for everyone's life. So we've found creative ways to make it expensive. I meet with them, or I might take their class and give them some feedback or talk to them about their schedules or recommend like, hey, send your members or your clients or everyone you know on Instagram a survey, see kind of what they're looking for, or how to use the referral program, you know, send Christine in New Jersey a link. She comes to my class is $7, her link is $7 off, boom, her class is free. She loves your class. You know, as you know, it takes one class and that person either connects with you or they don't. And then they try another class. So I think really important, it's important for instructors to know their brand because they have to know what they're selling to get that person to take their class. That has to be apparent. They have to be very confident in what they are doing. And the confidence, even though you're on camera, whether you're in camera or in person, is going to be apparent to that new person coming into their class. And they have to understand they're basically creating their own sales organization. So how are you selling when a lead comes to your class? And then what are the steps that you're taking to make sure that you hook them in and then they buy something? So it does have to do with sales and marketing. So they do need a little bit of that experience to build their business. So we just kind of help with that. What is your brand? What are you selling? How are you going to spread the word? We might find them like a social media manager if they're not really good at social media, which can be pretty inexpensive. But they don't have to worry about having the banking or Acuity scheduler or Stripe or blah, 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 or whatever. They can focus on, okay, I'm going to dedicate $200 a month to a social media manager who's going to help me learn the ins and out of the social media world. So they can use their money for different aspects instead of like back end.
Great coaching.
What's really intriguing to me is that Moxie is not just a platform, that it is really almost like business coaching. If someone comes in, and again, my understanding was not that, you know, when I saw people originally put classes on there, it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm just using this platform. And I've never heard it explained the way that you explained it. Whereas, listen, you are responsible for your marketing and, you know, for those that need the back end and they don't have the website and, you know, what do I do to seem, I mean, I tell people all the time when I do, you know, like business lectures at conferences, listen, if you are serious about your business and your brand, You need a website. You need a landing page to funnel people so that they go to you and they clearly know what they're getting and they can buy something and whatnot. And I think that this is a great way for people who don't have this all the time. It's like, well, how do I have
Yeah, absolutely. And the really cool thing too about this platform, you know, obviously everyone's not going to be at the level of like Equinox, if we will, if that's like the Buddha of instructors and where they go, you know, I mean, I don't know where you would go that's higher than Equinox, right? So there's like these levels, you know, I started out at the YMCA. So, you know, as you learn, and you go for different group fitness instructor auditions, and then you get turned down, and then people's confidence gets hurt, and they feel like they can't really do this. Moxie's awesome because it kind of like is the ability to democratize fitness. You know, it's accessible, it's inclusive, it's empowering. You have people behind you that even if you're like, I didn't get that job and I didn't make that audition, or I didn't make this audition, we're here to help you grow that business. And maybe you are just got your certification and you're 19 and you don't know how to do that step, touch, grapevine, beat step, jumping jack, turn around, right? And you need someone to help you and empower you and coach you. And you want those coaches to be accessible. Can I reach out to the coach? Or is it just that one time workshop at IDEA? And I was like, yeah, I'm pumped. I just went to my IDEA conference. It was freaking awesome. And then a week later, you like message that famous person, right? And then they never respond. And you're like, okay, now what do? I can't remember. And you like go through your notes. Remember those days? I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You'd be like, I was in a room doing a grapevine touch with 700 people in a ballroom at a conference. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or worse, you just get back to like what you've been doing. Like you leave the conference and then it's like, then you're back to work. And then it's, you know, then you don't really use the stuff that you put in there. Most definitely. You've been a great spokesman for Moxie here. And for yourself, you know, it sounds like a wonderful platform. I'll look into it more myself for certain. I know Christine is going to as well. How do they get on it? How do they find you? What's the website and links and social and all that stuff?
So for Moxie, it's moxie.xyz. They can actually go to the platform and look at different classes. Like, do they like HIIT? Do they like yoga? And then instructors will pop up on the feed. But if it's instructors looking for getting on the platform, the best thing that they can do is go to Instagram and go to the Moxie Instagram, which is moxie.xyz. Message and a team member will reach out to them immediately on how to help them build their business.
Awesome. All right. You are fantastic. And I can't wait to pop in on one of your classes at some point.
Cannot wait. I will see you both online.
Absolutely. Yes. So all of our listeners out there, it's Jen Blackburn. All right. Moxie's the platform. Check out one of her classes and all of our Fit Pros out there. Again, I don't want to hear any more excuses about website and where do I go and my Zoom and the blah, blah, blah. Look, this is easy.
Bitching about payment and all that stuff.
Yeah, this is, I mean.
Get over it.
Let's be honest. I have like a bazillion, like with the website and you have to have payment and I have a processing company and it's like a night. And then if someone is in another country, the processing company is like, phew. I have to be honest from personal experience. It's a lot. It's a lot on the back end. And this is a way, you know, if you are, you know, if you just want to teach classes and even if you have a group, you don't have a group, it's a great way to start. And you're not putting money into it. It's, yes, there's a share, but that's with anything. And it's, you know, I can't say enough about getting out there and networking with new people and new companies.
Absolutely.
So, Jen, it has been awesome. We are so thankful that you came on here. And obviously, I think it's very apparent, Brian, why she's the you know, spokesperson right now for Moxie. And she did a really good job.
I was going to say she's the head something, but that was an off-screen conversation here, off-mic conversation. The head person in charge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take that.
It's bad.
Oh, man. All right. So with that said, everyone, it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.